This is the Bible Answers program, which is a frank and earnest discussion of Bible topics. Today's subject is the truth about hell. If you would like a free copy of the Frank and Earnest magazine, send your request to the address which will be given at the close of this program. What is death? It comes to all of us sooner or later. What is the state of those who die? These questions are bound to be of vital concern to our listeners. But first, may I announce that this program comes to you from the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with many Bible study classes, and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, Ed, my question. Please tell us, what is death?
The Apostle Paul said the wages of sin is death. That's found, by the way, in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 23. Does that answer your question, Russell?
No, not really. That text gives the cause of death, but does not tell me what death really is. And this, it seems to me, is the actual point at issue. Does the Bible tell us what is death?
Indeed it does, Russell, and I suggest that we start right at the beginning of the record. That is, where the first human sin is recorded and where the penalty for sin is first mentioned.
That must be in the book of Genesis, and the sinners involved would be Adam and Eve, would they not?
Right. Now, referring to the forbidden fruit, God said to Adam plainly, "In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The serpent, of course, spoke for Satan. He said to Mother Eve, "Thou shalt not surely die." This was just the same as saying that the Lord had lied when he said that death would be the result of transgression.
Ed, was there nothing more said to our first parents as to what death would be like?
No, nothing except pronouncing the penalty after they had sinned. And that was very plainly stated, for the Lord said, "Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return."
Supposing our first parents had not sinned, what would have been their reward?
Well, there's no direct promise recorded. The Lord commanded them to multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, which indicates that he expected them to continue living. Since the penalty for disobedience was death, it is obvious that the reward for obedience would be life, which simply means that they would never grow old and sicken and die.
Do you mean that nothing was said to Adam and Eve about the possibility of a reward after death, a heavenly reward, for instance?
Oh, nothing at all, Russell. The only reason they died was because they sinned. And it would be hardly fitting to give them a reward for being sinners, would it?
Well, you have something there, Ed. I will have to acknowledge that Adam and Eve died as a result of their sin. But you still have not answered the question as to whether or not death is really death.
Of course it is. The Bible is very definite on that subject. It says, "The living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything." In both the Old and New Testaments, death is likened to sleep. And we know that those who are asleep are unconscious.
But, Ed, didn't one of the Old Testament writers make some mention, as I remember it, of the spirit of man that goeth upward and the spirit of a beast that goes downward in death?
Yeah, that's in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 21. However, the writer puts it in question form. After stating that both man and beast are alike in death, that even one thing befalleth them as the one dieth, so dieth the other, yea, they have all one breath, he asks, who knoweth that the spirit of man goeth upward, and the spirit of beast goeth downward to the earth? Here the word spirit is a translation of the same Hebrew word which is translated breath in the preceding verse.
In other words, Solomon is simply asking who can prove that man has a spirit that goes upward when he dies.
That's right.
So, there was a difference of opinion on this subject even a way back there in ancient times.
Well, apparently so, but the hope of life after death, which is set forth in the Bible, is based on God's promises to restore the dead to life again. Job asked, if a man die, shall he live again? He didn't ask, if a man dies, he really dead. In other words, the hope of eternal life held out in the Bible is conditional, not inherent. Conditional upon accepting Christ and obeying the divine laws of righteousness. Russell, another very good text to prove the reality of death is in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. It reads, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest.
Well, certainly, there is no mistaking the meaning of that text. But to get back to our subject, you believe that the Bible clearly establishes the fact that death came to man as a result of his sin.
Yes, and Paul also meant it just that way when he wrote, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
And the Apostle Paul, as I remember it, and as you've drawn to my attention, also says, as in Adam all die.
That's right. And he followed up that statement saying, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. This promise that all shall be made alive will be fulfilled by virtue of the fact that the dead will be restored to life in the resurrection.
Ed, does both the Old and the New Testaments teach the resurrection from the sleep of death?
Well, the word resurrection is not used in the Old Testament, but the hope of being restored to life is clearly set forth. The Apostle Peter comments on this using the word restitution. And he says that the restitution of all things was spoken by the mouth of all God's holy prophets since the world began. You see, Russell, the thought or hope of resurrection is described in various ways in both the Old and New Testaments.
That is surprising. Certainly one must be asleep in death to be awakened from that sleep in the resurrection of the dead. I can see that point.
How right you are. And when you read the book, The Truth About Hell, you will discover that hell is simply the death condition. And the Bible assures us that all the dead are to be delivered from the great prison house of death.
Come to think of it, you have told me that Jesus said something about having the keys of hell and of death.
Yes, and that's found in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. In this text, Jesus says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death.
That is a wonderful message. Jesus will use those keys to unlock the gates of hell and set its captives free in the resurrection of the dead.
Indeed he will. The keys and gates are, of course, symbolic. But the thought is clear that the dead will be restored to life, that hell will give up its dead, and because of this, while the wages of sin is death, a provision for everlasting life has been made through Jesus, and for this reason, there will be life beyond the grave. Russell, will you tell our listeners more about the little book, The Truth About Hell, and how they may get a free copy?
I'll be glad to. Friends, here is a book which explains every text in the Bible in which the word hell appears. Yes, every text. As a reference book alone, it is invaluable, whether it be in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, whether it be the parables of the Master or the obscure statements found in the book of Revelation. Whatever the Bible says which is related to this subject, you will find it in The Truth About Hell. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word Sheol appears 65 times, but it is only translated hell 31 times. Why is that? Why did the good prophet Job pray to go to Sheol? Do you know that the Bible clearly teaches that hell will be destroyed in a lake of fire? What is the lake of fire? These are but a few of the interesting things you will find discussed in The Truth About Hell, so send for it today. All you need to do is to write a card or a letter to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for The Truth About Hell, and it will be mailed to you free.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.